The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them, and lend expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for He Himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging and you will not be judged. Stop condemning and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Give and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Mark Twain once said regarding the upbringing of children, "When a child reaches adolescence, the best way to deal with them is to seal them up in a barrel and feed them through a knothole. And when they reach the age of 16, plug up the knothole." I always find it interesting talking to teenagers, and I did recently with our confirmande the other day. We had a whole group confirmed just yesterday here at St. Vincent's, of what I like to refer to as the fallacy of the teenage years. Because what do we get? We get teenagers rebelling. There's the phrase, the rebellious teenager. And more often than not, how do teenagers rebel? How do they go off to get their own identity, to break away, to develop a whole sense of who they are? How do they rebel? By giving in to peer pressure. In other words, they rebel by doing what everyone else does. So much for a rebellion. And in many ways, Jesus is talking about a rebellion in light of what everyone else does in today's gospel. Now, there's a lot that Jesus says. One might even think that there's too much to preach on in today's gospel. A lot of very familiar passages, very familiar phrases that perhaps we grew up with. We can state them without any problem. But it is centered upon the admonition, if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. Only doing good to those who are good to you. Even sinners do that. In other Gospels, Jesus expands it, not just sinners, but even the Gentiles do that. Even the pagans do that. Even the tax collectors do that. In other words, he's telling us, don't do what everyone else does. Do what I command you to do. Stand out and be different. Don't do things simply because everyone else does it. Or don't hold as a standard the fact that people do things differently. And it's a message that I think continues to speak to us even down to today. What do we often hear, especially with regard to the church and its teachings? Well, why doesn't the church just change that teaching? No one listens to it anyway. My favorite is, most Catholics just ignore it. Or the teaching is old-fashioned. That's not what people do today. That's not how people see things anymore. To which, perhaps, Jesus would respond. You're not other people. You're not majority opinion. You're not those other Catholics. You are my followers. If you do what everyone else does, how is that to your credit? If you see things the way a secular society sees it, what merit is that to you? In other words, we are called to stand out, subtly, audaciously, you name it, because our standard is not what the pagans do, what the sinners do, what the tax collectors do, what everyone else does, but to know and understand the standards that Christ is calling us to. A popular phrase we hear these days, especially since the proverbial Jesus movement of the 60s, would be, what would Jesus say? What would Jesus do? Perhaps even to that, Jesus would tell us. That's what the pagans say. That's a question the secularists ask. And have you ever noticed whenever people ask that question, what would Jesus say? The answer is always the same. Maybe put a little differently, but it's always the same. Gosh darn it, he'd do exactly what I'd do. Shazam! But Jesus would perhaps tell us, don't be concerned about what I would say. Concern yourself with what I did say. Don't concern yourself with what Jesus would do. Concern yourself with what Jesus actually did. And in perhaps that way, we could find ourselves proverbial rebels in a society in which we are called to live and express that gospel which is countercultural, is not of this world, is something that Jesus himself promised would cause conflict and consternation and animosity. Perhaps it could be something as simple as a person asking you, well, what would Jesus say? And you answering, well, you hypocrites and you frauds comes to mind. What would Jesus do? Well, tying up a whip of cords and overturning money changers' tables comes to mind. Jesus calls us to that same consideration. And when you really look at what he's telling us to do in the gospel today, it is audacious. It is countercultural. It is radical. It is rebellious. Love your enemies, returning good to those who hate. Turn the other cheek. Don't ask for something back if someone takes something that's yours. Don't lend, expecting to get back. How often have we really pondered of what each of those teachings mean? Do to others as you would have them do to you. That's one of my favorites I often hear misquoted. I once heard someone on a bus one time saying, well, you know what the Bible says, do to others as they do to you. Which, of course, is misquoting the passage, do to others as you would have them do to you. But then Jesus gives us the promises of what we will return in what will return to us in the end. Overflowing, gifts will be given, shaken down, and poured over into our lap. Because we are, in fact, rebels. Jesus was a rebel in a world possessed by death and sin, and won the world away from toward life and light. We too are called to emulate that in the world today. Not to do what everyone else does, because what credit would that be to us? But to know and understand not just the words, but the substance of what Jesus calls us to do, and have the strength, the courage, and perhaps, yes, the audacity to do it. And not to concern ourselves with what Jesus might say, but what Jesus did say. Not to concern ourselves with what is in line with majority opinion, but what is in line with the teachings and the words of Christ. And in that, we will truly be followers of Christ and sons and daughters of his heavenly Father.